Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women who are going through transitions and challenges in their lives achieve certainty and balance. So I'm super excited to introduce Valaini Buckage. Now, Valaini is a certified flower essences practitioner and life coach. She's well known as a counselor, but thinks of herself as a soul whisperer. She studied and practiced holistic healing for over 20 years and works with individuals from various walks of life. Now, Valaini's unique approach to healing combines counseling, flower essences therapy, and emotional freedom technique. Now, she helps individuals rebalance their energy and improve their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. Well, welcome, Valaini. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. I am just as excited to share a little bit of my journey with you.
Yeah, that's great. And I just love how you're not only helping people achieve optimal health, but you're also addressing their overall life wellness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Sure.
Now, Valaini, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own healing practice?
Well, Wendy, many, many years ago, I had a very painful health issue. And I went through so many doctors and tests and I spent so much money and energy and nothing, nobody would tell me what it was.
No.
So as a last resort, I went to this lady that was a flower essence therapist, and she was a healing for touch practitioner. So I went to see her as like, I was super desperate already. Nothing is going to change my life anymore. Right. So within 3 months, believe me, 3 months, I was completely healed.
Wow.
Not only from my symptoms and the pain was gone, but I was feeling like a new person. You know, I had more courage. I was more into myself. I could see things clearly. So, you know, with all this magic happening, I decided that was my turn to become a healer. So I went into trainings and courses and got my certification. And within 2 years, I became a healer myself.
Wow. Oh, that's fascinating. I am just so impressed how, you know, you not only took the courage to try this unconventional mode of healing out of, it sounds like, desperation, but then it was so impactful that you chose to carry the baton forward, if you will, and help others with this. So that, I love that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Valaini, yes. I realize that you have, over 20 years of experience within healing, but
yes.
How long have you had your own wellness and life coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
It has. I have had this practice for that long. My focus on it has changed because in the beginning in Brazil, I would help anybody with anything because flower essences do help all people, men, women, children, animals, plants, and everything. I'll tell you more about it later. But yes, moving to the United States made me change my vision. So now I do help women who, like you said, they're facing challenges and adversities in their lives because I've been there and done that. And I know how difficult it is. Mm-hmm. So that's what I specialize. That's how it has changed.
Right. And that makes perfect sense because when you're working with a client who you can fully relate with, it helps them feel more confident in the work that you're providing. So yeah, I love really dialed in on a specific niche or segment of, mm-hmm. of the community. So now obviously moving from Brazil to the United States and picking up your practice and reestablishing it, that had to have present some difficulties and challenges. Has that presented a big roadblock for you, or have there been other elements that have been difficult for you to overcome?
You're right. It was really difficult. And I would say within this career, it was the biggest roadblock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm in a foreign country. I don't know people. People don't know me. Right. And I come from a place where everybody knew me. I would give interviews to the newspaper and everything. And then here, like, oh my God, you know, I didn't even know how to restart.
Yeah.
So for a while, I kept helping my family and friends in Brazil, which I still do. But then I have to find ways, like, to showcase my work and to go after word of mouth, which especially then was super powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's how it changed a lot.
Well, are there any techniques that you could share with the listeners that maybe helped you reestablish and, you know, kind of get that momentum going? From it probably felt like you were starting over, even though you obviously had a very established practice over in Brazil.
Yes, it sure did. I was really starting over. And I'm going to be honest with you, it took a while mm-hmm. for it to get going again. There were moments where I felt like, okay, you know what? Just forget it. I can't do this. Mm. But on the other hand, I know that this is my calling and this is what I do with my heart. So it energizes me, it makes me happy. So that's why I kept going, you know. So I went to workshops. I take, while the profession, the business wouldn't get going yet, mm-hmm. I would start going to other, like EFT is a certification that I got here in the United States. So I went to try to meet mind-like people, mm-hmm. you know, with whom I could share my expertise and learn from theirs. And from there, we would have a workshop or we have a meeting and we have. So, and that's how it started growing again.
I see.
Because that it's like 12 years ago. So we didn't have Instagram yet. we had Facebook, but it wasn't all this business around. So yeah, it had to be in person.
Well, that needing to showcase your work is really something that is powerful, but yet starting over is something that can be daunting, especially when you're in a foreign country to what you're used to. And so I just love that you honored this passion and this vision that you carried. And instead of just giving up, you stayed true to that. So that, yeah, that's powerful.
And, thank you.
Melanie, you're obviously an expert at providing these effective tools and techniques for people to really regain their health and wellness. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, again, to be honest with you, I would say it's a working in progress.
Okay.
I feel that I still have a lot to learn about how to really engage clients and add value to my expertise. So for right now, I'm focusing on social media presence. But yes, I would say this is the point that I would need more help right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any specific challenge or frustration that comes to mind? I could offer a little bit of on-the-spot coaching if you'd like.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I would love that. Yes. Well, I would say, how do I make a substantial offer? How do I define and the package deals, you know, when you want to help the person, especially with the flower essences, it takes a little while. So I would have a package for 2 or 3 months. How do I price that? How do I promote that? Because as of right now, I have people coming like one at a time.
Right.
And they come back when they decide, but that's not the ideal plan, even for the treatment itself.
Sure. You know? Yeah. No, that is a very common frustration amongst practitioners and even coaches, because people are used to maybe, say, working with a therapist or somebody where the protocol was, oh, we'll go in for a session. But what I'm hearing you say is really the bigger impact and the transformation comes from multiple sessions and a series
yes.
of sessions. That's where the mm-hmm. deeper and more sustainable transformation occurs. So yeah, that is something that can easily be shifted in that enrollment conversation, just in the way that the outcome is presented, working with you. You know, there obviously is that element of the conversation where you're finding out exactly what it is that has brought them to having this conversation with you, what their challenges
right.
are, what their health issues are, and what's lacking in their life. And when you're listening to them, you are obviously thinking in your own mind, oh boy, this is something that is perfect for, you know, the EFT or the flower essences
right.
or any of your techniques that you utilize. And then when it comes to shifting to the offer or presenting your offer, I would recommend that you really focus on the fact that it is a process and it's not just simply a one and done, but the outcome is mm-hmm. something that will be sustainable versus just learning a technique and then hoping that mm-hmm. they can replicate it on their own. You know,
okay,
your work,
so
yeah, your work is more in helping them go through this process as well as creating techniques that they can maybe utilize themselves. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, obviously there is a length mm-hmm. of time needed for people to really gain that knowledge themselves and really experience that lasting impact. So when you just mm-hmm. present it as, this is how I work with people, and there is really no other option, and there's no one session option. This is how you're going to achieve the biggest end result. This is how we're really going to shift that in a sustainable way. I work with people over a series of 4 sessions, and this is what that looks like, and this is the investment for that type of work with me. And so then there's really no option for them to choose a one session.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. So I understand that I should focus on the outcome,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to explain the process, focus on the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for that, I would have like a contract or something.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we're focusing on the outcome, and this is how we get there. This is the pathway to getting there. It includes 4 sessions. We meet so often. We do this, we do that, you know, so that then you kind of break it down. But again, you know, don't dwell too much on the nitty gritty, but of what each session includes. But, you know, you're exactly right. Focus on the outcome, and this is how we get there. It happens to be working together for 4 sessions or 6 sessions or whatever the, you know, the process is that is in place for them to achieve that sustainable result. So,
right.
Yeah, so
awesome.
That moves the needle for you a little bit and gives you more clarity around that really critical part of the enrollment conversation, because you do want to stay in charge. You are the one that is really in that leadership role, you know, and when your prospective client takes over, that's when it gets to that awkward feeling.
Yeah.
You lose that place of being really having that credibility and that confidence when you're, you know, dealing with, oh, well, sure, I guess we could do one session. You know, you don't ever want to go there. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I can't thank you enough.
Well, Oh, sure.
It's my pleasure. So helpful. Yeah.
good. And, you know, Valeni, I'm just curious here. We are in the middle of, you know, unfortunately, ongoing in this pandemic.
Yes.
And that is causing a lot of health issues and wellness issues for people. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so many people, you know, I would say mental health, because the level of anxiety that I see in people, the people that are looking for my work right now, for my help, I can tell you 80%, it's about anxiety, stress, and fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's interesting because each person deals in a different way. Right. Some people have just right away go flat down on the floor. Some people keep going and then they have a panic attack. It's amazing in a bad way, I would say, that how it has been affecting people. And I, unfortunately, I think it's growing, you know.
Well, we have a long ways before I think the pandemic is behind us. So I'm glad that there are experts like you available for people to really lean on to create that wellness. So, well, I'm, you know, Valeni, how do you work with people who want to achieve that overall health and wellness? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. Very good question, because this is my favorite subject.
I'll bet.
So that's how, let's take stress, right? Which is the main thing right now. Mm-hmm. So the way that we approach, first of all, we look at the individual as a whole. If you come to me with a headache or sleeping difficulties or something, I'm not going to give you like a flower essence. Oh, this will make you sleep better. No, I have to know the individual as a whole. How is your life? How does this person goes by on their lives? What are their relationships? How do they react to facts or challenges in their lives? Because that differs from person to person as well.
Right.
So the main thing is that we look as a whole. Okay, so I have to have a whole idea of who this person is and how the personality is and how it shows in their daily lives and work and everything. Then I decide on a first bouquet. I call bouquet because it's a combination of flower essences and just a point from a drop bottle, because a lot of people think it's like aromatherapy.
Right.
It's not. It's okay. Not. It's a vibrational remedy. That's what it is. So they take it. So I make a bouquet, a combination of flowers that I think will give them support. So we start with a support, because the person comes very, very fragile, right? So I start with a support, and then the person feels a little bit stronger. Then we start on the challenges and how they face, because the flower essences brings you a new perspective on your issues. It gives you a different strength to deal with the same issues. And that, I can tell you, it really happens. Not only helps a lot on pain and the body issues, but it acts on the emotional, basically.
Wow.
So then we'll work together on new perspectives or new views of your life, and the person feels much more strengthened by the flower essences.
Interesting. That is really fascinating. I just love how it not only affects the health, but your overall clarity and sense of I guess,
absolutely, like mental. Sometimes some people come, I can't stop my mind at night. I can't, it keeps going. Well, we have flowers that's specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it calms your mind and makes it clarity. And I could talk about it all day long. It's I'm very, very, very passionate about it.
Yeah. Well, and also I just love how your approach is so thorough in really finding out what is going on that is creating this. What's happening before you have a headache? What is causing this to surface. So
in summary, we treat the person, not the disease, mm-hmm. or not the symptoms, I should say. The disease is the doctor who treats, but the symptoms, which was Dr. Bach's principle. It's all based on the first creator of the flower essences.
Okay. Now, did that originate in Brazil or?
In UK, in the UK, in England.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a very famous, noted doctor, Dr. Edward Bach. And he went into homeopathy. And from there, it's interesting. He left everything, his consultory, his family, everything, to go live in the woods and work on the flower essences. Wow. Yes. Yes.
That is amazing. Do you happen to know when that was?
Yes, in the early 30s. Oh, early 30s. Yeah. He was 38 when he started, and he had a disease himself. So, but he decided that it was not time for him to leave this earth, that he had not accomplished his mission or something. That's when he left everything behind. And that's when he started working on this flower essence system. And he got healed, and he lived up to his 50s, and then he died on his sleep, like, I done my part, now I can go.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. It's just, and it's just so incredible that you're able to carry this forward and be making such a huge impact here in the United States. I mean, we're all grateful that obviously your family and your heritage is in Brazil, but you've brought this technique and now you're helping so many people. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say that it is an honor for me to work with the flower essences and keep this going. Yes, I have a website, which is valenihealing.com.
Okay.
And in there, you can find some information. You can make an appointment. Usually, we make a phone call, a 20-minute phone call before the appointment itself. It's a free call just to see if this type of treatment is a good fit for the person.
Okay.
And so that's it. And it's on our website. And then I have a page on Facebook, which is Valeni Buckage, personal and life coach. And then I have Instagram. Like I told you, I'm all over the social media now.
Yes, you are. That is great. So
yeah, which is Valeni.Buckage, my Instagram page.
Okay. All right. So, and now Valeni is actually spelled W-A-L-E-N-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's W-A-L-E-N-E-healing.com. That's your website. Yeah.
Correct.
And so once people navigate through, they can find a link to grab a consultation with you. So
yes.
Understand? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Or find you on Facebook.
Yes.
Valeni Buckage. And again, that's W-A-L-E-N-E. And then Buckage is B-U-C-K-A-G-E.
Correct.
And then Instagram is Valeni.Buckage.
Buckage. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Valeni, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom and been just such an inspiration here through listening to your journey. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, I'm not sure if they're going to like my first word because I didn't like when I heard it, but patience is the word.
Okay.
So it's not easy. It requires resilience, commitment, and a lot of self-discipline. It's a work. It's not as wonderful as it is to do, you know, be following your calling and stuff. You still have to work on it. But it's totally doable if you know that you can offer a product that really delivers results.
Right.
So if you have faith in you, then it will happen. you know, just keep going. I don't give up. Mm-hmm. Like I told you at the beginning, I had so many, you know, obstacles, but yeah. I knew that this was what I was born to do, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you definitely persevered. Tenacity is your middle name, I think. So
correct.
just staying in honor of that passion and that vision. And I just love that patience. Yes, that is something that is not so easy to maintain. So thank you for that reminder. Well, Delaney, yes. It has just been so great hearing about your own journey from discovering this powerful method or remedy to achieving mm-hmm. health to now the important work you're doing in helping individuals rebalance their energy and improve their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. It's just been just fascinating and so inspirational listening to your story, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, the gratitude is mine. It's been an honor to be here with you. It's been so nice, this conversation, and being able to let people know there are some other options out there.
Yes.
So if anybody, this is just the thing that I like to say, if anybody needs help in any way, it doesn't have to be with me, but reach out. There's so many people, good people doing a good work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, go after the help you need. And Wendy, it was awesome talking to you. It's like, I feel like we're in my living room just having some coffee and chatting. It's so wonderful. Yeah. And I do appreciate for your help, you know, giving me tips also on what I am going through at the moment.
Good.
And yes, it's been great. Thank you so much. Great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Villani. And again, for our listeners, reach Villani, learn more about this great work that she's doing, this healing that she's really carrying forward from a very unique perspective, the flower essence and EFT, and just, you know, the counseling and the life balance that she's offering. So again, you can reach her through her website, VillaniHealing.com, and that is VillaniHealing.com, or look her up on Facebook, Villani Buckage, or she's also on Instagram, Villani.Buckage. So, all right, fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into today's episode with Villani Buckage. And as always, here's to your success.